You wonder if God giggles. You think God giggles? I do. I think that God is a practical joker. You love your kids. You tease them, right? Play with their heads a little bit. Well, I think God does stuff that makes him giggle. For example, I think that he planted in you this parenting gene. It lies dormant. It absolutely does nothing. Until it is made manifest by the presence of a child. Or, ladies, a childish husband. One or the other. For example, when a child appears on the scene, lives in your home, under your roof, and you have to interact with this little being, the parenting gene kicks in and you start to evolve, if you're a woman, into your own mother. Yep. You start to say things you said you'd never say when you were a child. Why, young lady? Because I said so. That's why. Now, when you were a kid, you said, no way am I going to say anything like that. When my parents said that to me, I looked at them and said, oh, because I said so. Fine, that's a great answer. That's a real good reason. I'll have to remember that because I said so. Now, some parents are a little short on the gene, and they don't say because I said so. They say because. Or just because. Or my mom. So. Of course, my sisters had my mother's gene because they all said the same thing, too. So, I, after all these years of education to shape me and mold me into a fine psychological mind, have become my father. It didn't take as long as I thought. Last year, I entered into the final transformation phases. I've started wearing blue boxer shorts with sailboats on them. Walking around the house in black socks and sandals. Shutting off every light, yelling at the kids. What am I, the power company around here? Close the door, I'm not heating the backyard, you're born in a barn! My wife, when she says, because I said so, that's why. I, as a gentle, nurturing husband, go over and grab her hand. Do I kiss it? No. I hold it up to the light, and I say, look, honey, you've got liver spots in the exact same shape as your mom's hands. They're in the same place. Map of Sicily. Look, map. You connect the dots. You got a map of Sicily. I barely get that out before the hand is like a rattler reaching out to strike me. And I said, see, you hit just like your mom hit, exactly the same way, same motion. I think God does this. Yeah, and I start saying things like, I preface all my sentences like my dad prefaced his sentences. The older kids will say, hey, Dad, can I borrow the car? And I will begin my answer like I begin pretty much all of my answers. Cars? We didn't have cars when I was a boy. We had horses. That's the way it was when I was a boy. Horses just invented. That's all it was when I was a boy. Yeah, I know, Dad. I know, Dad. But can I borrow the car and can I have $5? $5! Ha! When I was a boy, $5 you could buy a truck. Start a produce farm. Within 3 years you'd be a multimillionaire. That's the way it was when I was a boy. Dad, I know, but I gotta go out. I gotta go out. We never went out when I was a boy. There's no place to go. That's the way it was. We stayed home. We were happy. We were grateful children. Yeah, I know, Dad, but is it okay with you? Cause I gotta get new shoes.
Shoes? I didn't have shoes when I was a boy. Walked barefoot. Barefoot. It was difficult too because the earth was cooling. Earth was cooling and it was hot. and you kind of jumped around a lot on the way to school. When you went to school, through nuclear waste, you walked like that. And we were grateful children. We were grateful for what little nuclear waste we had.
Yeah, Dad, I know, but please, I need the car, I need the keys, I need some money to buy shoes at the store.
Huh, stores? We didn't have stores when I was a boy. You went out, you killed animals. You wove shoes out of their hides. Took you 3, 4, 5 days. You did that while you're building that truck with that $5. You did that while you went to school and you walked. You had a lot of time because you walked 11 miles and you were heavy along the way and you needed rocks and things to fight off deadly animals when I was a boy.
All my sentences start out now, when I was a boy. My kids can never ask me anything about anything. Hey, Dad.
Yes?
Could you take me to the library? I want to get some cassette tapes. I want to get a CD.
We had paper when I was a boy. You stuck it up to your ear. That's all it was. You laid it up against your ear. Couldn't go to bed at night listening to your iPod. We didn't have iPod. We didn't even have the letter I wasn't even invented in the alphabet yet. We were only up to about G when I was a boy.